You're listening to The Money Hour with your host, Tina Mitchell, and co-host Keelan Harvey on Alternative Talk AM 1150. Now, back to the show with local mortgage experts Tina Mitchell and Keelan Harvey.
Welcome back to The Money Hour on 1150 AM KKNW, the Saturday, November 16th show. I am your host, Tina Mitchell.
And I'm your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
We are your local mortgage experts. We bring in each week the best of the best experts in all everything regarding your money so that we can set you up to be successful in today's economy. If you're hearing our show at a different time or day, you are listening to a rebroadcast. To connect with our guests, you can call the show at 1-855-400-1150. Again, that's 1-855-400-1150 or online at themoneyhour.com. In studio, our first guest, we have Melissa Levine of Leads Referral Network, growing your business in 2020. Melissa, thank you so much for coming in today.
Yay, thanks so much for having me.
Yeah. And Melissa is CEO of Leads Referral Network. Leads started in the Los Angeles area 2 years ago. She brought the company to Seattle only 8 months ago and has taken off ever since. She specializes in speed networking. In her opinion, it's the most time-efficient way to meet new people and grow your business. Melissa believes speed networking events make the most of people's time in the world. Making good use of time is so important. It's in the spirit of what I talk about, time management. And Melissa lives with her son and two daughters, husband Leon, and she loves being at home with her family and watching movies and hanging out with her pets.
So Melissa, let's start out by talking about Leads Referral Network. What is that all about?
It is fun.
It sounds fun.
It's fun networking.
Speedy fun.
It's speedy fun. It's a company that supports local business owners by helping them connect through events and online marketing. And we specialize in speed networking so that when you come to an event, you think about all the time it takes to get to an event, mm-hmm. the time being at an event, the time getting home from an event. It's a lot of time. And some networking events that I have been to, I would maybe leave meeting two or three people, and there was like 30, 40 people in the room, and I got really frustrated and disappointed. And so when I started my company, I decided to focus on the speed networking aspect to guarantee that everyone meets one another.
So what does that look like, Melissa, if all of us here in studio were in your speed networking event and there was four times us, what would that look like?
So basically the way it works is I usually start an event with a speaker. Actually, mm-hmm. Tina, you're speaking at my event on December 3rd mm-hmm. in Mukilteo. I'm really excited to have you
there. Thank you.
So I always start the event with a speaker that gives some value to my guests, somebody who can help them grow their business, give them mm-hmm. some tips on money or maybe even health, maybe a health coach. Because if you're not healthy and you're not taking care of yourself, how are you going to have the energy to grow your business? So we usually start out like that with a speaker, and then we dedicate about an hour to an hour and a half of structured speed networking. I usually have everyone stand up because it gets the energy, and it gets that's the fun I think people like. Everyone's standing. And one person talks for a minute, and then I have this annoying bell. I ring, mm-hmm. ding, 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 ding. And people are like, oh my gosh. Because 1 minute goes by really fast.
It does.
But you really have to stick to 1 minute. Otherwise, you can't meet everyone in the uh-huh. room. So one person talks for 1 minute. The bell rings. The next person talks. The bell rings again. You exchange information. You move on to the next person.
Got it.
And it's really fun. And it's exciting. And people are kind of exhilarated by the end, you know, because they're... you know, walking around the room going, oh, I haven't met you yet, you know. And it's nice for people who are introverted, too, that aren't able to just walk up to somebody and start talking to them.
Yes.
Because they know that that's what they're asked to do. So, you know, it brings people out of their shells.
And what a great way, too, to really dial into your message. Because if you're going in, by the end of the night, you're going to have your message scripted out pretty well, right?
Yes.
You're going to have that dialed in.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you think, Melissa, is the biggest benefit as a business owner to going in, to an event like that?
I think that, for one, meeting new people, obviously, that's probably the best. But, again, having those speakers giving them information that can help their business. That's a benefit that can help them. I actually have a guest that's coming to talk about email. So that's funny that we were just talking about that, because I am one of those people that is terrified of email. I have 245,000 emails unopened.
Oh, my goodness.
245,000. The average is like 10,000, and that's like crazy.
I would like you speak at one of my events to talk about how texting is more useful for people. So my speakers definitely have a lot of value.
That's funny. You knew exactly how many were in there.
It wasn't
some random 200,000.
I just was talking to somebody about it the other day. She's doing a class on how email is important. So now we have the other side of it too. But definitely business owners benefit by having that opportunity to meet new people, to build relationships new people to grow their business.
Yeah. So obviously what sets Leads aside from other business networking groups is the fact that you can go in and meet 40 people versus going in and meeting a couple people. What else sets Leads aside?
Exactly. I think that the fun part, it's just fun. After every event, everyone says, I had so much fun. And, it's like it's not work. You're not working. You're doing something fun to grow your business. You're learning. You're meeting new people. And you're making more money. You're serving others because you're helping them make more money. Because you're, putting yourself out there because, maybe you might not get a lead from the group, but maybe you have somebody, a friend or a grandmother or a mother or whatever that might need their service, And so it always feels good to help others too as well. So.
Yes. Yeah.
I think a big shift in my business was when, and me and Tina's whole business is built on this, is providing service, helping other people first, giving them value. And in turn, it's like organic. It just grows that way. They know people who know people. And then next thing it turned the corner and things take off that way. So
I think come from a place of gift to contribution, and the monetize always returns.
Mm-hmm. That's right. Love it. Yeah. Amen. Such a great way with words, Tina. I love it. So where are these meetings? Like, where do you typically hold a meeting?
So I still have meetings in Los Angeles because I lived there for 15 years. So I just came to Seattle, and now I've been doing them here as well. I didn't imagine that the Seattle traffic would be so bad.
Horrendous.
It's almost worse than Los Angeles, seriously.
Well.
So I try to have events all over in Seattle area. I've had them in Edmonds. I've had them in Issaquah. I've had them in Woodinville. Linwood. So I try to have them. Mukilteo is one that I have coming up.
Did you say Bellevue?
Not yet.
Well, you need to come to our town.
I need a location. And that's what I also tell people when I meet people and they say, why don't you come to my area? And I say, well, let me know. And you want to, I can plan it.
Yes.
So I like to offer that to people, especially if they know people who need to promote their business.
Yes.
Because we had an event in Edmonds at Gravity Bar, and some of the people that came didn't even know Gravity Bar was there. So, of course, Gravity Bar said, well, you have events at my location every month.
Sure. Oh, that's so great.
So, it's a great way for a local business to get some people in the door, so it helps them too.
Yeah. So, Melissa, why do you do what you do? What connected you with starting the organization and for Leads Referral Network?
I do this because, I love helping people. It's always been my passion. Like, even back when I was doing other things, I always just loved referring people. It's like you get your hair done or, you have a great suit jacket or whatever. Somebody says, where'd you get it? I always just loved referring people.
You're a great connector.
And connecting people. Mm-hmm. It was just always something that I loved to do. And so when I started this, I just started this company and thinking that it was a great way to give to everybody and do something that I love doing. I was in a lot of jobs in the past that I just didn't like, and I wasn't happy doing them. And so now it's really fun because I'm actually passionate about what I'm doing with my career. So
yeah, and after a studio, I always go into another studio. I have an inspirational break, and actually today I'm talking about your gift, and so you're definitely a connector. So there's a few gifts, but you're very unique at the gift that you have, and so yeah, it's great.
And what a powerful gift, because a lot of people have a social fear around leads. Like they love the business, but they kind of stay in their shell and they don't get outside of their box and don't really make the interactions that they need. So what a great way for people to come in. Hence why they're probably so excited about it, because they've accomplished something. They met a lot of people, and what a great service that you're providing for people. That's so cool.
Yeah, yeah. And one thing I do too that a friend of mine just reminded me of is I also stay in touch with the group. So after we have an event, I connect all the group through Facebook. I do everything through Facebook. I love it. So I'll do a group chat through Messenger with everybody that was at the group. And I keep them connected and reminding them, okay, you know, stay connected with each other. Yes. Nurture your network was somebody who spoke at one of my events, how important it is to nurture your network and reach out to people and ask them how they're doing, how their day is doing. Would you like to have a cup of coffee? You know, not just, hey, did you want to buy my product?
Yes.
You know, just keep in touch with each other, you know, be social.
I like that. So what kind of people do you see? I mean, you've been doing a lot of these events. Is there like a typical person that you see or type of person that you see at our event? Or
no typical person. There is always somebody from a different field of business.
That's great.
From real estate to people who have home businesses, skincare businesses, to doctors, lawyers, chiropractors, health coaches, business coaches. I'm always amazed with all the different types of people that come to the events.
So do you have the regulars? So we're kind of going to go in and talk a little bit about membership, but what would you say the percentage are the same business professionals that are coming back over and over to the networking events?
I have a couple of my biggest fans that come to every event, and I love that.
So like half the room being regulars?
No, probably like two or three people. And they always say to me, I'm so excited because I come to every event, but I always meet new people. So there's always new people coming in because I do a lot of reach out on Facebook and texting and talking to new people every day.
Yeah.
Is my goal is to try to get new people to come in. So everyone else has new people to meet.
Yeah,
as
so
well.
Then you definitely if you're going in, so there's a benefit and a challenge on both sides of that. The benefit is you're constantly meeting new people every time you're going in there. The challenge side of it is you're meeting new people every time you go in there. So you really, just as you said, you want to stay connected with the ones that you've had a chance to speed date with, so that you can really build that and foster that relationship. So I love that you give that platform in order to continue that going. So as we're wrapping up our time here today. What if you do want to sign up to be a member? What does that look like and what's the cost?
If you do a one-time event, it's $20. And we just actually launched today. I told my website designer November 14th, I need it done. And it was literally up on done up, what do they call that, live.
It went live
last night. Yeah. So the new website, leadsreferral.com website, is live. And we do have a membership where you can go to as many events as you want for $37 a month. And you also get a really awesome listing on the website as well.
Okay. Well, that's a really good deal. 20 versus or 20 per or 37, and you go to as many as you want to.
Right.
Yeah, I love that. Mm-hmm. Well, Melissa, thank you so much for coming into studio. I love the fact that your gift is a connector and really getting people connected together so that they can do business together and help each other. So thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
And that is the show. I'm Tina Mitchell, your host, signing off for the day. And we'll be back next weekend. Keelan, who are you?
I'm your co-host, Keelan Harvey.
Yeah.
I'll just squeeze that in at the
end. We'll just squeeze that in. Have a great weekend, everyone. Thank you for listening to the show.